This is a dictation follow-up visit. Scott Luna, S-C-O-T like Tom, T like Tom. Last name is Luna, L-U-N-A. Date of birth is 6/29/1965. Date of accident 12/29/2023. Date of service is 2/20/2024. Oh, sorry. The date of service will be 3/18/2024. The patient presents with an ongoing history of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7. With radiation to the left posterior part of the thigh as S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Ongoing pain in both the shoulders, especially the left shoulder is 8, right shoulder is 6, with the difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on the left side and 120 degrees on the right side. There is a pain in the left knee around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. He also is suffering from headaches, which are mostly in the vertex area of the head, almost constant, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Associated with some lack of focus and loss of memory. And he also reports that his second and third finger remains numb on both sides, especially on the left hand. And his legs are sore. He can walk up to 2 or 3 blocks. And he reports that all of these symptoms occurred as a result of a automobile accident where he was rear-ended on a stop sign, leading to headaches and TBI symptoms or dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory. Currently, the dizziness, vertigos are not present. The patient also had a MRIs which showed in the right shoulder mild degenerative changes of AC joint without any rotator cuff injury. In the left shoulder, there was a degenerative changes of the AC joint without any tear of the rotator cuff muscles, although there is some subdeltoid bursitis. In the cervical spine, patient has a involvement of C3, C4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 disc, as well as spinal canal stenosis with mild foramina stenosis. Thoracic spine shows involvement of T6 and T7, T9 and 10, T10 and 11, and T11 and T12 foramina stenosis and disc involvement. In the lumbar spine, there is involvement of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 disc. Patient reports the pain is between 6 and 8. ADLs are affected 6, and there is almost 80% improvement in the symptoms since the time of accident with the current treatment protocol. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues as well as substance abuse and for compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure will be 168/78, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 98%. Rest of the exam remains same from previous visit of 2/20/2024, dictation number 0313-051. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy for the entire back, which includes neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and the knee, left knee, to bring relief with traction massage. Chiropractic treatment, acupuncture are also advised, yoga meditation, as well as infrared treatments are advised. In addition, patient remains disabled for the work, housework replacement, and transportations. Patient is provided with the following medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, Plexaril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for 60 tablets for stomach protection, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for 60 tablets for pain control. Norco is provided 7.5 mg 325 once a day, 30 tablets for pain relief. Labs are reviewed, his maps are reviewed, and patient is in compliance. And patient has been advised about the role of the injection treatment for his cervical and lumbar spine. In the lumbar spine, 4 epidural injections are recommended. In the cervical spine, 2 injections are recommended. Currently, he is doing conservative treatment and then counseling and neuropsych and psychiatric care is also ordered for him. On the next visit, we'll discuss more of his further treatment options, including surgery.